Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie Hake. I'm a registered dietitian, certified personal trainer, and my goal is to help you stop quantifying and start living. On today's episode, I'm going to share some of my takeaways from a recent business boutique, it's called Business Boutique, conference experience that we just went to this past weekend in Nashville. And I'm also going to give you some tips on how to navigate the season of Halloween and candy and all the treats and sweets that are coming up in the upcoming months to help you continue to heal your relationship with food. All right, on to the show. Okay, if you're new to the podcast, I want to start by clarifying some things. So if you've been with us for a while, you know that Lauren, my bestie, and I started this podcast, almost three years ago, just out of as a passion, just as, hey, we should start a podcast. That would be fun. Nobody will probably listen, but it's an excuse for us to talk and hang out and have quality conversation at least once a week. So we started it and it's evolved. And, you know, we used to talk a lot about, really, we talked a lot about kind of weight loss tips, and we've shared kind of how our beliefs around food and exercise and just lifestyle have kind of evolved to more of a non-diet approach of, you know, what are we doing? Like, I don't think balance is the right word, but there's more to life than the number on the scale and striving for a certain body type. So you've heard kind of that evolve over the years. And then recently we took a hiatus because, you know, we were just both so busy kind of figuring out, where are we going with the podcast? Like, okay, it's fun, but wait, now people are listening and this is really time consuming. And kind of what's the direction that we're going to take? And so we decided that I would be the main host. Lauren does all the back end stuff. So honestly, this baby would not be living if it weren't for her. She does all the Instagram, the editing, the producing, like all that stuff that I honestly don't know how to do. She does the back end stuff. Now we do have another gal on our team who also helps us with our editing, and she's amazing. But you know, for Lauren, she actually started her own business and it's doing awesome. And, you know, we preach a lot about what can you take off your plate that makes sense to help you get closer towards the goals that not only make sense, but things that are prioritizing what's important to you. So, you know, your family, your time, all those different things. So if you hear the intro that's like your host, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton, and you're like, where's Lauren been? That's where she's been. So she's not gone. She's still around. You're going to hear on some upcoming episodes, but just didn't want to leave you in the dark. So speaking of Lauren, we recently went to a conference called Business Boutique. So if you're familiar, episodes back we talked about, we both went through another program called Financial Peace University with Dave Ramsey. And this same Business Boutique conference was actually put on by, they're called the Ramsey Network. So Christy Wright is what's considered kind of a Ramsey personnel, but she helps particularly women in small businesses. So we bought these tickets so long ago. And to be honest, I had pretty low expectations for it just because, you know, it wasn't like anything we could experience. We weren't really, we were kind of unsure of like the topics. Like, well, maybe we don't, you know, this seems kind of basic stuff that maybe we don't necessarily, you know, maybe we already kind of know these things, but we are firm believers that there's always room to grow. There's always more to learn. And anytime you hear a message, you often sometimes hear it in a different way. Now, what was unique about this conference, unlike anything I've ever been to before, is that it had a Christian message. So they were very open about talking about God and the Bible and scripture. And like that was really a lens for every discussion, every speaker, every, you know, prompt. We had these workbooks that had verses in them. And I don't really talk a lot about my faith on social media, on the podcast. You know, those are things I just kind of leave out. I think politics, religion, all that stuff, you know, that people debate about. But for some people, I think this event would be repelling. But for me, it was really eye-opening. So I guess I'll just share some of my biggest takeaways. You know, I think number one biggest takeaways is that you need to stop being scared. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. You will be scared. But you need to do things scared anyways and continue to have hope that, you know, God or whoever your higher power is, the universe, whatever it is that you believe in, just learn to trust that God will provide. And being scared's okay, but you got to do it anyways, because you know that, you know, at the end of the day, we can plan, we can, you know, we can set goals, we can plan, we can dream X, Y, Z, all these things, but we don't make the decisions, right? Like, God knows the plan. Like, he knows what you were made for and what you're going to do with your talents. So stop holding back for that. Another major takeaway was that, you know, it's not selfish to dream big and want this life of abundancy and wealth and success. And that's not a bad thing, because, you know, if God put something in your heart about, or again, fill in the blank, whoever you want to believe in, but if that belief or that hope or that dream was put in your heart, there's a reason for that. Like, that didn't just come from nowhere. So why are you trying to suppress it and belittle it and, you know, your side hustle or whatever it is that you feel called to change? Maybe it is something about, you know, the way you look at food, or I don't know. Like, there's so many things that you could relate this to that I don't want to pinpoint it, because talking about it, you know the thing that I'm talking to you about. I know you do. Just slow down and listen to it. There's a reason that that voice or that gut feeling or that thing in your heart that you're feeling pulled to do, there's a reason that's there. So if we just take a moment to listen and believe in it, like, it's not being selfish, if that makes sense. The third biggest takeaway, and this is what, you know, they ended the conference on. It was a Thursday night, all day Friday, and then a half day Saturday. And man, this is where, like, who do I think I am leaving a conference without crying? I know better. I for sure was tearing up towards the end of the conference. And Christy talked a lot about how to push past your fears and, you know, to chase big dreams, but also talking about what's the story that you write. And, you know, we all have stories that we believe, and some of those stories are true, but some of them aren't. And the reason these stories are so powerful is because that shapes the way that we behave, the actions that we take, the words that we use, all because of the story that we write in our heads. You know, so I'll use my clients for example. You know, I work with a lot of clients on body image, and they really want to lose weight, and they've got these goals of being in a thinner image that sometimes they mask as, well, I want to be healthier. But really, it all comes down to weight loss. And the further we dig into that desire or hope or dream, a lot of times it comes down to a story that they've told themselves about, you know, what someone else thinks of them, or, you know, this fear of that I'll never be good enough, or I'll never be, you know, if I'm not at a certain weight, then I'll never be loved, or it's just so much deeper, the story that you write. And I think we've got a story for everything, for the relationships that we have, for the, you know, why your coworkers mean, why you don't talk to somebody in your family. Like, there's so many stories that we write. And if we took a step back and realized there's two sides to every story, what's the story that you have written, and is it true or is it false? And like, where does it come from? Starting to dig at that a little bit deeper. So that was eye-opening for sure. And she had us do this really powerful exercise where we wrote a letter to some other woman in the room, and we didn't title it at the top. We were going to exchange letters. And at the end of the conference, she actually made us write our own name at the top of the letter, just as a sign to show, oh my gosh, we are so eager to encourage and support and uplift other women in our lives and say the kindest, you know, oh gosh, just like pour our hearts out. But we don't do that for ourselves enough. So that was a really powerful message and exercise. And I hope I didn't just ruin it for you if you choose to go to Business Boutique next year, which I highly recommend. So those are my major takeaways. And Lauren and I will probably do a follow-up episode at some point, really diving in a little bit deeper into just some discussion. And for me, it's really reframed just how I'm starting to look at my business and kind of more so my why. And letting go of that fear to dream bigger and let kind of my hopes unfold for what I want success to look like. Now, switching gears a little bit, I talked earlier about how in the past we talked a lot about weight loss and that diet mentality and, you know, giving you tips on how to be a healthier version of you. And while some tips were helpful, I actually went back and listened to one of our previous Halloween tip episodes. And oh my gosh, I cringe a little. And I almost want to apologize for maybe some of the words that I have said on social media or the past tips I've given you, almost like ways to restrict and, you know, exercise more and eat less. And this is how you can cut calories and things like that. You know, unfortunately, at that point in my life, that was really the only way that I've known how to help. And there was always a part of me that kind of felt, I don't feel like this is right and it's really not working for me. But that is what the industry, what, you know, in school, all these things that I learned, these are the basics to weight loss. And this is why it's important. And this is why blah, blah, blah. But as you've listened to these episodes, you've realized that that's not the case. You know, at the end of the day, I don't care about your weight. I care more about your character and the type of person that you are and how you treat others and the way you talk to yourself and the inside, right? Yes, I want you to be physically strong. I want you to be healthy, but more so, like there's so much more to health than the physical component, right? I think one could argue that mental health is equally, if not more important than the physical health, because if we don't have our mental health in line, what's the point of the physical health? Because you're not going to live the best life. So this year, I wanted to give you some tips for Halloween to help continue to not just nourish your body, but also nourish your brain and help you continue to heal that relationship with your body and with food. So obviously, there's going to be tons of candy everywhere if you haven't experienced it already. And in the past, I would have told you, you know, throw it all away and only have one piece of your favorite. And this year, I encourage you to buy an abundant amount. Keep it in your house. You know, if you have this fear, this intense fear, which is real, that's normal, of I'm going to eat all of it, well, buy like so much that you could never possibly eat it. I know, Kate, I know you're like, Katie, what are you saying? That sounds insane. I don't trust myself. But it's like when there is a little bit of chocolate in your house, right? You feel it's so off limits. It's such a naughty food to eat, whatever word you want to call it, that's all you think about. You know, so if you give yourself permission that I can have this food whenever I want, as much of it as I want, it starts to lose its dull a little bit. You know, I think about like Starbucks. I used to go through phases where I would want to get Starbucks like every single day, whether it was like a fancy coffee or just a regular coffee. And after a while, it started to like lose its glamour. Like it wasn't as glamorous. It didn't taste as good. It was no longer really a treat or fun or, you know, an experience because it was just so typical, so usual. You know, and it may take some time, but we call that habituation. And that same phenomenon you can experience with food as well. So let's say it is candy. You know, the more you continue to allow yourself to have these foods that are really considered off limits in your head, the less exciting they become. Because if you can have it every day, well, you start to lose that the urgency and the need, desire to eat it, all of it right there. My second tip throughout this, you know, Halloween season or this week is just continue to check in with yourself about the words that you're using and how you're talking to yourself. You know, what is it that you're saying to yourself when you do eat the candy? Are you finding yourself wanting to go to the gym for longer to compensate for the candy that you ate? Or, you know, if you're going out to Halloween parties and dressing up in a costume, what's the language that you're using when you're talking to yourself about your body? And, you know, I'm not asking you really to do anything with those thoughts at this point, but I want you to just bring awareness to them and recognize them. You know, and sometimes we just need to give those thoughts a little bit of space to breathe and kind of sink in for us to even acknowledge that that's not true or that's not right, that's false. You know, just because, you know, I ate what you consider a bad food does not make me bad. So I hope those two tips, you know, again, they're not easy, but like anything in life, the more we practice, the more we make it a habit, you know, not just the things we do, but the way we talk to ourselves, not only the easier it becomes, but the more ingrained it becomes in you. It becomes just the way you think. You don't have to think so much about it. But at the beginning, yeah, you know, it definitely does take work. So if you want more information on, you know, sugar specifically, and you really feel like you're addicted to sugar, for a lack of better terms, You know, you feel like, oh my gosh, Katie, I could never keep candy in the house. Like, there's just no way. There's no way. Like, I don't trust myself. I'll eat it all. You know, and that sounds, I know what you're thinking. You're like, that sounds silly to say out loud, but that's really how I feel. I encourage you to go back to episode 117. We released it on September 30th. I did a quick episode. Remember, all my episodes are like 20, 30, 15 minutes max. But the episode's titled, it's 117, Is Sugar Addictive? And really what I do is I dive into the science behind sugar addiction and food addiction and, you know, why do I feel this way and what's the truth? And then I do invite you to join my 7-day sugar challenge. And it's not a no sugar challenge. I actually invite you to eat sugar every single day. So really, there's no better time to start this than this week. You can start with Halloween. After Halloween, you can go out and buy all the discount candy, all your favorite stuff, and you can join in on this experiment. You know, I think it's really powerful, and I've had several women go through it already and just say like, oh my gosh, this was eye-opening, and it does open up some stuff that, ugh, I don't know if I'm ready to work on, but it's a step, you know, and that's my goal for you is to help you make those baby steps towards living a life where you don't feel like you have to quantify your success by the number on the scale. And you stop stressing about food. So if you want to join the sugar challenge, you already listened to the episode 117, but you just forgot about the challenge, just go to katiehake.com/sugar. And it's a PDF and it walks you through kind of step by step. You won't get like one step at a time. You get it all at once. So you can start whenever you want. You can do 5 days. It gives you the option to do up to towards a month, which I highly encourage, but I think you'll find it really interesting. So definitely check that out. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, your busy schedule to, you know, listen to me. And thank you for keeping us in your rotation of podcasts. I know there's only so many hours in the day. There's so many awesome podcasts out there that you could listen to. So the fact that you're listening to Fit Friends Happy Hour means the freaking world to me. We always consider our reviews almost like a tip jar. I actually review those before every episode just to kind of pump me up and keep me motivated and remember why I do what I do. So if you feel compelled, go on over to, you can do it right from your phone, leave us a review, give us a rating. And that's how we continue to reach more fit friends and really change the world, because who doesn't want to change the world? Have an awesome week. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.